And you listened, and your eyes shone, and I felt that you had even made the little Christmas tree listen too, as in a fairy story. "The dog was called Bosun," she cried delightedly. But he did not follow. "What dog? Had you a dog?" "No, no. I meant the yard dog when you were a little boy." He laughed and snapped the cigarette case too. "Was he? Do you know I had forgotten that? It seemed such ages ago. I cannot believe that it is only 6 years. After I had recognized you today, I had to take such a leap to get back to that time." He drummed on the table. "I've often thought how I must have bored you. And now I understand so perfectly why you wrote to me as you did, although at the time that letter nearly finished my life. I found it again the other day, and I couldn't help laughing as I read it. It was so clever, such a true picture of me." He glanced up. "You're not going?" She had buttoned her collar again and drawn down her veil. "Yes, I am afraid I must," she said, and managed a smile. "Ah, no, please," he pleaded. "Don't go, just for a moment." And he caught up one of her gloves from the table and clutched at it as if that would hold her. "I see so few people to talk to nowadays that I have turned into a sort of barbarian," he said. "Have I said something to hurt you?" "Not a bit," she lied. But as she watched him draw her glove through his fingers gently, gently, her anger really did die down. "What I really wanted then," he said softly, "was to be a sort of carpet for you to walk on, so that you need not be hurt by the sharp stones and the mud that you hated so.